Okay, Rabbi Yisai, a bit more Hilchos Tzitzis tonight. We are up to Siman Yud Aleph. And we are going to be learning this evening, Siv Tezvav, and then start Siman Yud Beis as well. Okay, tonight we're going to speak about the Karaites a little bit, the Karoim. And we're going to be discussing a little bit the right positioning of this. We mentioned it a few times, but now we're going to see it black and white inside. Siv Tezvav, we are both excited. The final Siv in Siman Yud Aleph. Yesh Oimrim Somsesh. So, Chledaktek, you must be careful. Shit la tzitzios le oirech atalis. You got to put the tzitzis le oirech. How are we going to translate le oirech? Hatalis. Yeah, well, I'm going to translate it now horizontally. Why? Because you'll see why. Because the next five words. Because you want it to be dangling down. You want it dangling down over the corner. And if it's vertically, it's not going to be dangling down. Why? Where's my talus? So we spoke about that, right? Okay. If a person has a talus, okay, what we're looking at now, that if Gideon can see, we want to make sure that it looks like this. When it's on you, it's got to be looking like this. That it's vertically, because if it would be like this, I'm going to do it. If you were to put the tzitzis like this, then it's dangling down and it's not on the corner. So you must ensure, says Shulchan Aruch, Yishidak take, Shele'oich HaTalis is going to be vertical. Now, it's important to know that it depends a bit on the way you wear your talis. But check it out. If you do a spot check in shul, you keep like register, and you want to see who gets it right, you'll see that a lot of people don't. It's very common. It's really, really common. And I always miss super, you should tell people or not. No, I know what it's like, because some people, by the talisim, some people have the talis open. It depends a bit on your style, of the way you wear your talis. If you wear your talis open, some people like it open, and then it's going to be, it's going to be different than if you fold it. Depends on the way your style of wearing, but you should check it up. Literally, when you wear the talis, look if it is on the talis cotton as well. You make sure that they are sticking out from the sides. It should be horizontal as opposed to vertical. As Shulchan Aruch says, Tibinu Shino Tefes Al HaKeren should be danging down over the corner. Shitolo Al HaKeren. V'imayo Berochbo Lo'inoteif. And if it's going vertically, it's not going to be dangling. It's going to be dangling down. It's not going to be suspended. Is that the word? It's not over the corner. Shari Klape Kaka Yotolo is facing the Kaka. It's facing the ground, which is no good. Additionally, next point, Yesh Oymushain Losses Shum Baget Binikra Talis, don't stuff anything into the holes of the talis. Like in that hole, don't put anything inside it. Shmachnizi by tzitzis, which the tzitzis are inside, the strings are there. Vyesh Matirim, and some allow it, Vyechenu Akun some, and the minig is to be generally Matir. So, if you have the hole over here, don't stuff anything else inside. You want to do like, you want to put like, I don't know, the badge, like you belong to, you work in, you know, the, I don't know. You want to put
pencil,
like, yeah. No, you want to show that you're part of the. You don't want to. I don't know. So you don't do that. Don't put anything through that. Yeah.
So how you know those who wear the sixes in, like we discussed before,
like Chassidim, Polish minig, yeah.
They use
hold on,
put it in like little
pockets. Yes. No, that's fine. As far as that's concerned, it doesn't make a difference. All you need to do is that, again, it should go out. You can put the tzitzis in, but it should be faced, it should be out, and then, yeah. It's just the way it is. The discussion we have now is just in terms of where is the strings going out. So it doesn't make a difference. If you have the tzitzis are tucked in or tucked out, it doesn't make a difference. I'm just going to... If the tzitzis are... It doesn't make a difference the way you're wearing. I'm not going to want to put it on, but if you are whichever way you're putting on the tzitzis, I'm going to do it like this. Just make sure that it is like this. If you have to put it into your pocket, that's fine.
The pocket's on the actual garment itself.
It's not the first part of the.
It's all that counts is this. This is what counts.
And then you put it like.
And then you can put it like this. It's fine. Yeah. You can. Oh, you mean those who put it in the pocket like this?
In the actual pocket.
Yeah, they would be. It's just a point. It doesn't have to physically be dangling down. What you're pointing out is correct. It doesn't have to be physically dangling down, but it has to be done in a way that it could.
That it could.
Yeah. Now, Emma says we shouldn't overemphasize this and we shouldn't exaggerate, because if you don't, you're still yoitza. Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot 9 Gimel, the Beinon, Hainu Bein Beshas Atliyo Yachakach, whether when are you actually putting it on and whether how the way remains later. Ve'im Nishma to Litzat Nato, if they go down, Yachziro, put him back up. Because Lechatchila, this is Lechatchila, the way that this should be positioned. Avol Bedievet, but Bedievet, Enk Beide Bazaar, if Bedievet, you're still doing it to Mitzvah Tzitzis, it's not. Ma'akev, it's not, you know, you should try as much as you can, but if you're still doing it without having done it, however, al kol ponim, you should certainly yizoye me'oid, you should be very careful, you should be exceedingly careful, shalei atzitzis tluin be'alach zoin, there shouldn't be slanty al keren zovyes, there shouldn't be slanty over the corner, b'mnei ushim minag ha'koren, because that's the minag of the Karaites, the Karoim, Shoisim Kane. Why do they do it like that? Because that's a literal translation. As we know, the Karoim, there were those that read the Torah very, very literally, and just very, very precisely. And when it says Al Haknaf on the corner, they were very careful that it should be literally Al Haknaf. Meaning that the tzitzis should be literally over the corner like this. Now we are saying you've got to have them vertical. Now it's all like that, because that's the interpretation, that's what it means. And we're saying if you have it like this, it's no good, but it's okay. But what you mustn't, under any circumstances, allow is to do like the Karaites, who had literally over the corner like this. Because that is the minikarim, that you mustn't do. So whatever you do, don't do it over the literal corner of the air.
Because they've done it.
Yeah. We want to show that we're not Karaites. We're not the Kohen. We do that in several places. We have an agenda. We do it. We want to show that the Kohen only did Torah Shebiksav, and they didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. And if we were to do something which would resemble their attitude and their approach, then it would give an indication that we agree that Torah Shebiksav is not as. You know, so that it would give a very wrong message and very wrong indication. So you may not have the tzitzis exactly balachsa and slanty over the corner.
I mean, you can.
As if once you're aware of it, you'll be okay. You know, once you've got consciousness.
Are you allowed to move it on Shabbos?
On what?
If they're in the wrong place, can you put them in the right place on Shabbos?
Yeah, I don't see why not. As long as you don't tight it, why not? As long as you tighten it, why not? No, I don't think it's makeh bepatish, because the tzitz are kosher prior to that. It's just a lechat chile d'akpoda. I don't see any reason why not. Kuroim, yeah. What in what category does it go? Yeah. Interesting. I don't think it's an issa d'abonon. It's just. Yeah, just don't do it, yeah. I don't know if it fits in which category it goes. It's not Dereisa, it's not Drabonon, it's... Yeah, it goes in... It's... It's a bit like that, because it's very similar to that, because they didn't allow any hot food, yeah. So we want to make sure that we don't take the Torah literally. We do go with interpretations of Chazal. Okay. Okay, now see if Yud Beis is going to discuss the halachos. What happens if they tear? What happens if they tear? Tzitzis tear. Happens. What are you going to do then?
You mean snap off?
Yep. Very common. Yeah. So what do you do then? So now there's two opinions. We're going to look at the first opinion now. Im nifzegu kol chutei haknaf. Okay, the first opinion is like as follows. What happens if all of them tear? All or every single one of them tears? They ended up in the
on the grinder,
that's right, yeah, they end up with, they all go like cut off, yeah, however, so if they all cut off, but, psukim biyachad kosher. If you've got it remains there, which is kedei aniva. Kedei aniva means sufficient to make a aniva. There's enough string left that you could make an aniva. Aniva is a loop, a knot, like a loop. So if you've got, how much is that? I mean, how many centimeters do you need? How much do you need to make a loop? One? Go for it. I would also say at least two. Yeah? Can you? Yeah, how much? Let's see. Go for it.
I'm not the best at
things. So. Okay, let's see. How many? Is about approximately, yeah, it's about 2 centimeters.
Make a loop. Well, do you actually have to insert the loop?
Yeah, looks right. It looks very good. No, no. Pass. Yeah. Okay, so we've got to be so approximately, I'd say two, at least 2 centimeters. Okay, that's, yeah, okay, that's for less, that's less, yeah. Okay, as long as you've got sufficient to make a loop, then kosher, it's kosher. If you don't have sufficient to make a loop, so if it's all, I'm talking about this part of the tzitzis. So you've got to have, after all this, if you've got, we're talking about how much of the strings have to remain to be kosher, than if you can see. Yeah, so we're not looking at this part over here, counting from the final double knot down. How much over here needs to remain? So if you've got over here to make a loop, that is fine. So let's see, let's carry on a bit. So top of page 46, afilo b'chut echot. So he says as follows. So since we've got four strings which are doubled over, so ending up being eight, but really it's four strings. Since I know that the four over here are four different ones. These four are different ones than those four. They're two separate. I mean, these four are the same as those four, just having gone through the whole thing. So now the loch is as follows. He says, go four on this side, four on that side. If you've got one sufficient, which is going to be enough to make a loop, everything else remains kosher. So you could have quite a bad, they all end up in the lawnmower or something, I don't know. And you've got, it's sufficient to make one loop, it is kosher. This is the Glinyid opinion. Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Glinyid opinion. Rabbeinu Tam, the second opinion is, top of page Chav Dalet, Loi machshirim elo benishtai u'shnei chutim shleimim. The old, no, you've got to have shnei chutim shleimim. Dehainu abu roshim, shekol echad ma'roshim oich yud beiz gudolin. Oz machshirim, kshinifzigu ha'shnei roshim acherim, benishtai ben kedei aniva. Aber im nifzigu shloi shechutin. He says you've got to have two full strings which are intact. Aber im nifzigu shloi shechutin, but if you've got three strings which are cut, torn, etc. Afal pish and ishtai ba'im kedei aniva, even if you've got kedei aniva, psulim if it's possible. Mipnei kach shen shenichtuchu shloish roshim, im lo yinikdek ba'ez asi asatzitzi, sheni korim ma'abo roshim, shemitzat echot shal hakesh, shechashin on shem akol roshi, roshu mechut echot, v'nimtza she'en kan ala chut echot sholem, hilkach misfei kapossul. Aval im lo yinikdek ba'ez roshim, machshirim b'kedei aniva. Aval ochi kisva rishon. The second opinion holds that you have the Rashba holds, you always got to have two which are intact. Two which are intact. So the first opinion said, you got to have a Kedei Aniva. If you've got a Kedei Aniva, and everything else is gone, you are kosher. And that's the main halacha. One is enough. If everything else is shorter than that, you're fine. So you could, in theory, have this, what I'm showing now,
one. That doesn't mean both sides are the same string.
Correct. You could, there's a machloikas as to whether if you've got half on each side, if that would count. Probably not. So if you have got the equivalent of what I'm doing now, According to the first opinion, it's kosher. Second opinion says, no. Come on, that's not tzitzis. You can have two intact. So you can have, yeah.
Not two,
not cut at all.
Not cut. Two must be intact. Now, the truth is, if you've got a longer shear than necessary, then that wouldn't count, yeah? But if you've got two intact tzitzis, that's what you've got to have.
And the others?
Now, the assumption is nothing. If nothing left, it's fine. Yeah. He doesn't go with Kenyaniva at all.
What's the original shear? You're saying,
if the two of them have to be... Yeah, so we're looking at, or we discussed yesterday, 12 Kenyaniva, 12 Agudal. So this over here needs to be the equivalent of 12 one agudal, this is 4 agudal, and that's 8 agudal. It's approximately 12 centimeters, something like that. 8 agudal, which is, yeah, something like that. Intact, yeah. Oh, do they need to be in the same side? Do they need to be on the same side? Yeah, so the answer is, let me think, do they need to be on the same side according to the Rashba? I think the answer is, they don't need to be on the same side, as long as you know that you've separated it. In other words, you know that... Yeah, well, the answer is it doesn't have to be on the same side. Yeah.
It could be the same string.
Exactly. As long as you know it's two and not the same string, it's fine. If you have one of those like this, how do you know it's not the same string? Right, so if you have separated them... So the answer is... If you had color-coded them... And you'd have known that it's different than otherwise you're right. Yeah, that's the answer. Exactly, yeah. That would be the tchel, yeah. Yeah. So that's what it's halach, ashulchanoch paskens, halach kisvori. Shoyne we miu, heichet efshot hoev loch, shesvori zabeinu tam. It says that the Shulchanoch's opinion is, halach is like the first opinion. If you can be machmen like Rabbeinu Tam, that's great. For nagin ka Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramah said, no, we are machbet like Rabbeinu Tam. V'kol shkenim diktek, shunikorim ha'aboroshim, shbetzad echon, nifzku shloish roshim, betzad echon apostol, azvod, nifzku shloish chutin, v'in misiku b'shnei tzlodin, nami apostol, shema shloish chutin heim. So he says that the Ramah said, no, we are machmen like the opinion of the Rabbi, of the Rashba, and if it's possible to ensure, so what the Rashba says, so halach l'mai, so you should ensure that you have got at least two intact ones, and if you've got some which are more than that, which are failing to be intact, and according to the Ramah, one should it's a bedieved, one shouldn't wear those tzitzis. Fine. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai.